HR 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Hollywood lost a giant today. Robert Redford has died. He starred in dozens of movies. In the 1970s, they included All the President's Men, The Way We Were, and The Sting.
Here's your wallet. You hired a dame to take it from you.
In 1993, he was the lead in Indecent Proposal with Demi Moore.
Suppose I were to offer you $1 million for one night with your wife.
Redford starred in 1969's Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid and used part of the title to name what would become his famed film festival. Redford explained its personal impact on CBS Sunday Morning in 2008.
Do you think that being involved in Sundance has had a toll on your own career?
It has, absolutely. I've not been able to do as many films as I'd like to make because of a commitment to Sundance that grew larger than I imagined. And when you commit, you commit.
Robert Redford died in his sleep at his home. He was 89. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A group of legislators gathered in Tolma late last week to discuss expanding Braille services between Minneapolis and Chicago. Tolma Mayor Paul Dwyer said the group discussed both cargo and passenger rail, with the focus being more on increasing the ability to move people.
The focus was on passenger rail mostly. There was people from Fort McCoy who were very supportive of rail service because that's how they're looking at moving a lot of their troops now.
Fort McCoy is the largest military base in the state, and Tolma sits between Fort McCoy and the Air National Guard base just a few miles to the east.
So this is huge for Tolma, being right between two major military installations, being Volk Field in Camp Douglas and Fort McCoy at Sparta.
Tolma had been selected to receive grant funds from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act back in 2009. That project was suspended in 2010 by former Governor Jim Doyle before he left office.
If this rail project goes through this time, I think it can be a great catalyst for being able to promote our downtown, bring more people into our downtown. We've seen other communities that have benefited from, you know, more rail activity in their community.
That's Tina Thompson. She's president and CEO of the Tolma Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center.
The nice thing about our downtown being so close to the Amtrak station is that it makes it walkable. Everything is within, all of our shops are within like a mile.
The alternative of relying on a car for transportation is something Stevens Point representative Vinnie Moresi is on board for. He told the Wisconsin Examiner he would like to see rail service connecting Stevens Point and other central Wisconsin communities to other major cities already on the route. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Staying sunny and summery today with high temperatures still spiking to the upper 80s. Well above average high temperatures, we stay mild tonight with temperatures at 60. And tomorrow, a repeat of today. Chances for showers and thunderstorms at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Let's start the show. Hope y'all are having a great morning out there. Thanks so much for joining us over here. Your host, James, behind the mic. I'm joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We appreciate the company. We're going to have some fun this hour. Melissa and I are going to get into our newsletter, talk a little local theater, got all that coming up for you in a little bit. And we've got this percentage of people that believe calories don't count when you're on vacation, Melissa. We will dive into that with all of our journalistic expertise, all that coming up. But right now, we kick off the 10 o'clock hour in one of our funnest ways we can with our friends from Friends of Rapids Music. FRM is with us right now. We've got our great friend Art Stevenson being with us. Art, good to see you. How you doing?
Howdy. James, it's great to be here.
Thank you for being here. And Suzanne is back with us again. Thanks for being here, Suzanne.
Hi, thank you. Nice to see you again.
Appreciate the time. Melissa, they do have their headphones on, so if you got anything to throw in, please feel free to. And of course, guys, not only do I appreciate you being here, but I appreciate the fact that we are able to talk about FRM Fest and it being back. That's such a great feeling. I know we've talked about this a number of times, but you never know who is listening that wasn't before. I would just real quickly like to touch on what FRM is and just remind people of how important this nonprofit, this organization is in our community. Go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, thanks. Friends of Rapids Music was started back in 2016 by Connie Tomsky-Fable, who she wanted to create a simple Facebook group where there was a space where artists and venues could post their gigs and share information of, you know, local live music events happening in the area. At the time, she thought maybe her and her husband would be the only ones to join, but today we actually have over 5,500 members, so it is a very popular site, group for people to be involved with, and in 2019, we became a nonprofit. So our whole mission is to bring the community together through music.
Yeah, it's a great message. You know, and as a side note, if anybody ever gets a chance and you're talking to Connie, ask her about that story, because Connie, it's all on her face, like her excitement, like she takes you through all the emotions and everything of it. It's fantastic. And it's a fantastic organization. Right away, encourage people, if you haven't done so already, to go to Facebook, type in Friends of Rapids Music or FRM Music, and it'll pop up right away for you. We tested it this morning. Make sure to like and subscribe to the page. And here we are with another FRM Fest. It is right around the corner. Coming up this September 20th at the beautiful, wonderful Robinson Park. This is a free concert coming up, going 12 to 9 all day with a bunch of fun stuff that we're going to touch on real quick. And Art, I wanted to, you know, ask you real quick, you know, what this festival means to you, it coming back, being a local musician, putting so many decades of work into this area musically and entertainment-wise and just as a citizen and stuff. But also, we'll talk about the lineup. But first, what this means to you being here, talking about this event, it being back.
Well, I think it's very exciting. I was doing some research about earlier events, and I found that there was a big event in Robinson Park in 1965 that had multiple polka bands, rock and roll, country western, all kinds of music. And so it's been a tradition here in Wisconsin Rapids to celebrate the music of this city and the surrounding area.
That's wild. I didn't know that. Yeah. That's I wonder if the band shell was there at the time or not. I wonder, huh? Or maybe they, because of that event, they made the band shell. I don't know.
It did occur at Robinson Park, and I'm not sure when the band shell was built, but, but you should have seen the lineup.
Yeah, the lineup sounds really, like, you know, what was old comes new, what was new comes old, some of those things. I mean, it makes sense, you know, and we've seen a love of music in this area for a very long time. It's one of the first things my family noticed when we moved here, was not only how many musicians there were, but how much people in this area talked about music, love music. It's one of our favorite pastimes, is taking in these bands and following these particular artists around and everything. And it's so great to have this event back. It feels good. Let's go ahead and tell people about the lineup a little bit, Art, and we'll give it to them chronologically as they're going to be premiering on that that band shell that I mentioned there before on Robinson Park.
Right. Well, we're trying to represent as many styles of music as we can, and so we're opening with the Beer and Pretzel Polka Band, and that's the Engelbreit family and their friends, and they play old-time polka music. And a little bit of country mixed in for variety. So we love our polkas here in Central Wisconsin. Yeah, yeah. I'm sure that's going to be a big draw.
Talk about knowing your audience. That's a great way to come out the gate. Yes.
Yeah. And then a joyful little band. And they came about because of the interest in jazz in the community. And we had another band booked, but they had to give up their spot. And so we pulled in from Portage County, the Joyful Little Band, which is a New Orleans-style Dixieland traditional jazz band, and so excited to have them on the stage there.
As an actual musician, Art, I feel like you could speak to this better than me, but I love jazz and all of its different, like, in, you know, branches that have come off that tree. This Dixieland, a little more upbeat, a little more kind of, you know, I would think kind of little, I don't want to say happy compared to other jazz. Jazz can be very happy and everything, but I tend to associate it more with just dancing and a little bit more movement.
This would be honky-tonk New Orleans dance music, fast and slow.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Good band. Good band, too. Yes. It's going to be a lot of fun to have them. And they'll be right on that stage. And following them will be?
Well, it looks like we've got the Monday Night Takeout Band. And that is a Wisconsin Rapids-based organization. Alex Quinnell's in it, and Ben Chitek is in it, and some of their good friends. And it looks like in the picture here, it'll be a five-piece band. And I know that they expand to larger from time to time. Mm-hmm. But they're a regular and have been for quite a few years now at Holly Rocks.
It's a fun band. I haven't gotten to hear them yet. I've heard Ben and Alex and their other band. I've heard them perform here in our mm-hmm. studio before, mm-hmm. but I haven't heard that one before. I got to check that out.
Yep, they do rock and blues and rock covers, popular rock covers.
Very cool. And a get anytime you can have Ben involved with any of these events. It's always one of our more proud musicians we are hold up around here.
That's right. Mm. He's a tremendous musician.
And he is not only doing double duty, but doing double duo.
Double duo is coming up too. Wayne Jaworski's in that one. And of course, Ben and his wife are in that one too. So it's a quartet of two duets that typically appear as a duo but are joining for this show.
I have not gotten... Awesome. Isn't it, Melissa? Because mm-hmm. I haven't heard... I've heard each of them individually, and I've heard them in bands together and some of that and everything. To think of those harmonies together, Pam and Katie mm-hmm. especially, and that's got to sound good.
Oh, I can't wait to hear what they bring to mm-hmm. it, to bring to the park.
Yeah. Man, that's going to be good. That's going to be a good one.
Yeah. And the Folk and Blues Brothers are up next. That's Jeff Sachs, who has been around Central Wisconsin for many, many years. The guy can play every musical instrument you can think of, practically. The fiddle, the banjo, the guitar. I've seen him play electric guitar. I've seen him play electric bass, stand-up bass. I've even seen him sit in on drums, and he's just a wonderful musician, a singer, and writes his own songs. And he teamed up with Darren Walker, and they've got a quartet called the Folk and Blues Brothers. And it's as it is described by the name, folk music and blues combined. And Darren Walker brings a tradition to the music. He is the great nephew of T-Bone Walker, Texas blues guitar player. And so cool. I just can't wait to see this show.
Yeah,
for those guys,
it's a get for us as a community, as a festival, to have them. Mr. Walker, somebody I've wanted to talk to, interview before, and everything. And at the same time, he angers me a little bit. Like, you can't be that talented, man. Pick an instrument. I can't even play the air guitar that well. And this guy, I'm kidding. But he's a real wonderful person to be able to bring to our community and Absolutely. Have a part of this event. That's awesome.
Yep, and the drummer Tom Clayson lives right here in Wisconsin.
That's
Rapids.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Used to run the there was a band that he used to run.
Ooh,
trying to remember what that band was.
Northbound Train.
Oh, Northbound Train. Thank you. That's right. That would have bugged me all. Yeah. You rock, Susan. Thank you so much. Oh, that would have bugged me all morning. Yes, Northbound Train. Seen them
Northbound
a bunch.
Train. Yeah. So a lot. We really tried to book as many locals as we could. Mm-hmm. You know, as many as we could get. And we only had to go outside of Central Wisconsin for Howard Ludke, who was a popular pick from the FRM board and from other members of the community. He's got a lot of fans here, and he plays here fairly regularly. And so he's bringing his Blue Max group here with his wife Deb on bass. And not sure who's Billy is probably going to be playing drums with him,
sure,
as he has for many years. And I think he's bringing in Pete Shank from the local community on keyboards as an extra for the Blue Max show. That's going to be terrific.
Encourage you to check out their Facebook page for FRM. They've got a great video up right now of Howard. It's wonderful. I was watching it this morning and everything. It's a really nice video. Give you an idea, give you a little bit of a taste of this man if you haven't heard him yet.
He's become a legend in Wisconsin and the Midwest for his blues guitar playing, especially the slide guitar that he does. It's just an amazing. Been at it for 50 years. You know, and
it sounds like he's like a 20-year-old when he's playing that thing, man.
Oh, he's got all the energy. Yeah, I've never seen him sag. He's always been strong.
Yes,
always
that's a good strong. Way to put it. Yeah. And the event wraps up with an amazing band as well, Art.
Oh, Adam Gruhl and the Space Burritos. I have a close association with them, as a matter of fact, and spend a lot of time with Adam over the years in various. Various functions that we've worked. He's from Central Wisconsin. He's kind of a legend, right? Mm-hmm. He's become a legend around here for the horseshoes and hand grenades. One of the best and most popular string bands to come out of Central Wisconsin, and you know, rise to national prominence. Yep. They played the Ryman down in down in Nashville, and they played Kane's Ballroom in Tulsa, and they're a top draw. And the Space Burritos is Adam's country rock band, and he uses it for a vehicle to get people dancing and having a good time and jam out on some of the old familiar tunes, Jerry Jeff Walker tunes, and some blues, and some Waylon Jennings, and then he writes his own stuff, and he puts his own songwriting into the band too. And it's a capable bunch of musicians, five-piece band, and they're going to rock the house at the very end. They're going to rock Robinson Park.
I was thinking, Adam's such a complete musician, similar to yourself, sir. That's one of the things I think of when I think of somebody like him. What a great way to wrap everything up. Incredible music, a little bit of something for everybody. I love the addition, or not the addition, I should say, but just the focus on local talent and sticking to a lot of that as you can. Not only when we're bringing this festival back after some time off and everything, but the idea that, okay, well, I can see some of these bands in state, sure, but seeing them all in one location on the same day, it's a festival. I mean, that's a true festival right there. It's really cool to be able to offer to people. And along with all of that, Suzanne, there are also going to be vendors down there and some things for the kids.
Yes, we're going to have the very popular Kids Zone, which will be back again. The activities there will include games, crafts, percussion instrument station, face painting, balloon animals, and of course a big bounce house slide. There'll be a variety of snacks and treats for the kids as well. We'll also have a caricature artist and a henna tattoo artist. We'll have an amazing variety of food trucks, plus beer and wine for the adults, and craft and art vendors to check out as well.
I make no bones about it. Robinson Park, one of my favorite places in the state. I love Robinson Park. Have a billion memories of it. When you first walk in there along the stones there and everything, you'll probably see some of those vendors. It's a great way to buy local, support local, stop by their places. Even if you're not able to purchase something, get an idea of what they do. Find out if they have a website. Maybe you can share it on your social media or something like that. This event is a free event, and it's about celebrating this area, celebrating the music in this area. It's also about supporting this area, and this is another great way of doing that, helping out our vendors out there, that any opportunity they get to sell their goods or something like that it makes a big difference in their huge difference in their livelihood and everything. So here's an opportunity to do that. Holidays are right around the corner. If you have a mother like me, you cannot buy just anything in any department store. It has to be completely unique and original, and only one or two people have it. The vendors over there got stuff like that. Be sure to check that out. And
absolutely,
I mentioned before that this is a free event. Suzanne, this is a free event in major part because of the donors and the great people that helped make this event possible, along with, of course, you guys and the team and everybody. We wanted to make sure to shout out some of the donors.
Absolutely. We had just an incredible response from our community businesses and even just local people. Encourage, Invenergy, the Crowbar, Whiskey Rapids, Riders Roadhouse, Hotel Mead, Aspirus, Rural Mutual, Wenzel Incorporated, R&R Patio Bar, Solaris, Nakusa Port Edward State Bank, Members Advantage, and of course, Arndt Cranberry Company, who I'm involved with as well.
Right on.
There's individuals as well. Al O'Leary and Tom Kumm, just some major donors here that we greatly appreciate. Also, the Kevin Roberts scholarship. Well, I should say the memorial. There is a scholarship fund, but the money that we're drawing from for this festival is coming from the Kevin Roberts Memorial Fund. So this festival also honors his life and legacy, as well as Jeff Goss, who is a local loved musician from the past.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate that, and I appreciate those notes there, Suzanne. Really appreciate you two hanging out with Melissa and I this morning and bringing us this information and talking about FRM Fest. Again, everybody, Friends of Rapids Music, FRM Fest is coming up Saturday, September 20th, 12 to 9, over at beautiful Robinson Park at 1150 17th Street North, right here in Rapids. This is a free event. Come on down, have some fun, bring the family, you and your friends, come on down. Just you yourself. I've gone there solo plenty of times. You can still have a good time. It's going to be a blast.
You'll make plenty of friends.
There you go. Nicely done.
Exactly.
Yes.
And James, I have to look, because I had to look it up. The Robinson Park Band Shell, according to the Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune, was built in 1957.
Oh,
so it was there.
Okay. God, she's good. See how good she is?
No, I'm so glad I know that now.
Yeah. That was awesome. Thank you, Melissa. And thank you, too. We appreciate you for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for the time you took.
Thanks, James.
Again, go into your Googler and type in there Friends of Rapids Music. Be sure to subscribe to their social media accounts. Share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see them otherwise. And make sure to be at Robinson Park on the 20th for this amazing festival. It's going to be going on all day. It's a free, fun fest. Check it out, everybody. Melissa and I will be back with more show coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
You've probably heard about investors who got in on the ground floor of a company that grew to be a huge success. But successful investing isn't about luck or genius. Instead, it's about building durability. Here are some suggestions. First, think long term. Most investors make their money over time, not overnight. You'll want a well-diversified portfolio of quality investments and plan to own them for the long term. Next, invest in quality. For stocks, quality is often measured by the steadiness of earnings and dividend growth over time. For bonds, one measure is an investment-grade credit rating with a relatively low risk of default. And finally, build a long-term strategy to provide a roadmap for your investment choices. You may want to make changes periodically, but do it for the right reasons, like changing goals or tolerance for risk.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanopi, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Staying sunny and summery today with high temperatures still spiking to the upper 80s. Well above average high temperatures, we stay mild tonight with temperatures at 60. And tomorrow, a repeat of today. Chances for showers and thunderstorms at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Hope you all are having a great one out there. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot better and a lot cooler around here having Art and Suzanne by talking FRM. Big thank you to them for that. That was fun.
Oh, yeah.
Looking forward to diving into a couple of other topics, Melissa. And real quickly, I did want to mention that our cast and crew of On Golden Pond are in it's go time for us. we're off book this week. Wow. People are in costumes. Props are flying all over the place. It is a fantastic, wonderful circus to be a part of a living, breathing organism like a theater is. Mm-hmm. And last night had a great rehearsal, did a nice job, everybody. You know this maybe even better than I do, Melissa, in many ways when it comes to, you know, how to walk that line with your cast of giving them lines and letting them figure it out themselves. I've never been in this position before. And I have mentioned to people many times, I am a hyper empath. I did not realize how crazy my empathy can be when I'm torn as a director. Like, I gotta let them know they dropped a line. At the same time, I know what it's like to be on that stage and to drop a line. And I don't want to do that to them. I don't want to, you know, but you have to.
Yep.
And I'm fortunate that these actors, as talented as you're going to see they are on that stage, as much as they bring these characters to life and make these words their own, they are just as good a people. I'm very, very fortunate in that regard. I would recommend to directors out there, hire good people. That is my big directing note to you.
it always helps. Build a good team.
You know, when you have a show like this, you don't have a lot of moving pieces. The set is what you see is what you get. That's the set we have. There aren't a billion props out there. It really is on the actors and the words to really bring, keep the interest and keep things moving and bring this to life. And even when I mentioned, you know, dropping a line or not having something in one place where it needs to be and stuff, all of that will be fine-tuned and will be ready to go on opening night on September 25th. But I say all that to, even through all of that, these actors are in character. These actors are going with the motion, working with each other. If one drops a line, the other one's got their back. Like those things, you don't know if you never know what you got, if you got a hit or not. But there's certain things that are tells. And you're like, all right, this is going to be a memorable show. This is going to be good. Some of the performances, as I mentioned before, are standout. But it's just the way that they're reacting and treating each other that you can almost guarantee it's going to be a great run. We had a fun interview yesterday.
Well, and you as the director.
Yeah. Are you cutting on in and out, Melissa?
Sorry, we must have a slight lag.
Okay.
I must be. I'm sorry.
It's all right. What were you gonna
say? I was just going to say, you as the director get to see that now, and you get to sit back and watch all those pieces come together. And even when they drop a line, like you said, they are able to figure out now is the time for that to happen, because once there's an audience there, they're on their own and they got to just figure it out and move forward.
As I try my hardest to get myself on that stage, I have thought about just actually sitting out there with a script, just in case. Just so I can be a part of the... it's going to be a fun show. We look forward to this one. We look forward to this crew, this cast. Everybody's looking so forward to bringing it to the stage and everybody. And to kick off the 2025 season for Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater on Golden Pond, kicks off September 25th and 26th, 7 o'clock shows that Saturday, 2 o'clock matinee, and then we do it all over again the following weekend. 7 o'clock shows Friday and Saturday, a 2 o'clock matinee.
That's coming up so fast. I can't believe it.
Yeah, it really, you know, this opening show is usually the one that you have the shortest kind of time to get going. And I've done so, I may have done more first shows, fall shows, than any other at WRCT, and it still surprises me. Still, like, whoa, it's right around the corner. We're ready to go. We want you to get your tickets at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. While you're there, go ahead and make plans to be a part of our variety show.
Coming up soon, too.
Yeah, it's right around the corner. It'll be on October 11th at 2 o'clock over at the WRCT Auditorium. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Get plans for all of that, everybody. And while you're at it, of course, we want you to go to WFHR.com and sign up for our newsletter.
Yeah. It's free. All you need is your email. And if you have any feedback or ideas, certainly you can include those when you sign up. But that comes out on Thursdays. We're not going to give a time now. We're just going to say Thursdays.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to do it. and certainly understandable and a fair way to do it, I think. I encourage you to get your recipes to us as well, everybody. We are collecting recipes for our WFHR cookbook. We've gotten a lot of great entries already. We want more of them. Get them to us, everybody.
And we're also going to include all of the recipes that were made during the staff sweet-off at our parking lot party. I'm going to get those rounded up and include them. I made a rhubarb juice that is my grandma's recipe, and it's just fabulous. And I know that some of the people who came and tried it, they want the recipe. Well, you got to get the cookbook.
Yep. And we're looking forward to that and the release of that and getting all your recipes to add to it, everybody.
Just go to WFHR.com. Up in the carousel at the top, you might have to click over a couple times, but there's a banner that looks like, a kitchen. And you hit the submit recipe. It'll take you to a Google form. You can enter it there. You can also just take a picture of your recipe card and text it to us or email it to us or stop by. Drop it off, or ask Pam to make a copy.
Whatever you need, we'll make sure to get that recipe, get it included in the cookbook, and certainly get that original copy of it to you if need be. Go to WFHR.com, sign up for that newsletter, and get us that recipe, everybody. We got to get to break, but let's go ahead and take a phone call before we do. Good morning. You're on the show. Okay. All right. I don't know what happened there, but they hung up. It's okay. Please feel free to call back.
You are the best radio announcer ever, James.
Well, that's really nice of you to say. I appreciate that, whoever you are. It's a wonderful voice you have, by the way.
I know. I worked on it all night.
I'm just turning all red over here. Okay, we got to go to break. We will go to break. We'll come back after our news, entertainment, and sports break and have some more fun because we are getting into a good one. What do people think about diets on vacations, basically? We're going to get into that. Coming up on The Morning Show.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Average gas prices fell 8 cents per gallon over the last week. The average price in the state on Monday, being $2.88, means prices are 3.9 cents higher than a month ago. However, this is still 8.5 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. More states saw decreases than increases last week, and there's good news on the horizon. The transition to cheaper winter gasoline begins on Tuesday across most of the country. Officials at Gas Buddy expect average gas prices to continue to decline in the weeks ahead, as long as hurricane season remains quiet. Prices in central Wisconsin range from $2.71 to $2.81 per gallon. Legislation that would require state employees return to office work passes the state assembly. Joanne Kulatz reports.
Bill's author, Pleasant Prairie Republican Amanda Nedweski, says it simply does what Democratic Governor Tony Evers should have required and that the administration has failed to provide sufficient oversight of state employees who began to work remotely during the COVID pandemic. The measure will need to pass the state Senate before going to Evers, who would likely veto it.
The chamber also passed legislation aimed at combating sextortion by providing a penalty for sharing representations depicting nudity, restricting the sorts of flags that would be allowed to be displayed at government buildings in Wisconsin, and exempting tobacco bars from the public smoking ban. Archery and crossbow deer hunting seasons opened on Saturday. These two seasons run through January 4th, though certain counties and metro subunits have extended seasons until January 31st. Reminder that all harvested deer must be registered by 5 p.m. the day after recovery. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
An update on Watson. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, Packers receiver Christian Watson, recovering from a torn ACL, spoke to reporters. Wide receiver Jaden Reed is out for the next couple of months with a broken collarbone. So how close is Watson to returning to action?
Obviously, I got to get clearance from the medical team and whatnot, but I've got to feel, 110% confident, and, I'm going to be able to go out there and be Christian Watson, not, 90% or I need to be 100% of Christian Watson before I get out there.
The Wisconsin Badgers team frustrated after their 38-14 loss in Alabama over the weekend. Head coach Luke Fickell asked, does he ever get mad at his players after a poor performance?
No, you're always trying to say, okay, what's going to be the best, not for me, because it feels better sometimes to put your hand through a wall or put your head through a window, right? Yeah, that feels good at times. In the long run, I don't know what it does for us.
Baseball, the Brewers and Angels tonight at American Family Field. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If this past weekend box office earnings are any indication, anime has completely arrived. Demon Slayer Infinity Castle found itself at the top of the box office with a $70 million opening weekend. Its opening day take of $33 million was the highest opening ever for an anime film. Last week's number one film, The Conjuring Last Rites, held off three challengers for the number two spot and a take of $26 million. The three new releases include Downton Abbey, which brought in $18 million big ones in its first week of release to finish at number three. The Stephen King-inspired The Long Walk pulled in $11.5 million over the weekend. The film is based on King's first novel of the same title. And in fifth place was sort of a new release, or more accurately, a new re-release, as Toy Story brought in over $3 million on over 200 screens, giving it a massive haul of $195 million dating back about 30 years. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Does Trump's big bill end taxes on tips and overtime? No.
President Donald Trump's new law exempts certain tip and overtime income from federal tax. But the deductions expire in 2028 and come with limits. Workers earning under $150,000 can deduct up to $25,000 in tips and $12,500 in overtime. Social Security, Medicare, and state taxes still apply. The Tax Policy Center says 2% of households will benefit from the tip provision, saving $1,800. The White House estimates $1,400 in average annual savings from the overtime deduction. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
From Eau Claire to Green Bay.
Oh, my goodness, a powerful run to the house.
And Milwaukee to Madison.
Under duress, and it's a safety.
The tradition of Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Join us Saturday. It's the Big Ten opener against the Maryland Terrapins. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m.
Now we'll get rolling.
On your home for Wisconsin football.
Looking pressured and sacked.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Staying sunny and summery today with high temperatures still spiking to the upper 80s. Well above average high temperatures, we stay mild tonight with temperatures at 60. And tomorrow, a repeat of today. Chances for showers and thunderstorms at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Hope you're having a great Tuesday out there. I'm going to get into this topic about people on their vacations and diets and calories and all that in a moment. But first, I want to talk about awdads. Am I saying that right, Melissa? Awdads?
Yes, awdads.
Okay. Yes, nailed it. Oh, I was practicing all morning. You sent over a wonderful article, and I wanted to touch on this with the audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're a group of... They're an African native animals, and they're from Africa, obviously. But they're becoming extinct in their native land, and they were brought into like Texas in the 20th century for big game hunters. But they've adapted to the area and are thriving in the wild. Well, I don't know if thriving is the right word. There are small pockets of them in the wild in the U.S. now. But they're doing better here, it sounds like, than they are in their native African homeland. And so three of these young females have been brought to Wildwood Zoo in Marshfield, and they are ambassadors for the species and then also just environmental education.
Yeah, this is such an interesting, we talk a lot about these topics, but I don't know that we've ever really talked much about this particular idea and angle on the part of this topic of introducing animals or keeping them from going extinct. We've heard about this our whole lives. The idea of taking an animal from one part of the world and putting it in another to help it survive or thrive is fascinating. It's one of the cooler ideas I think I've heard about involving wildlife and helping wildlife.
Well, and the fact that, you know, climates are changing in different areas. I mean, look at what's happening here in Wisconsin. We've got an influx of ticks that we never had before because of the different temperatures we're experiencing now. And so I don't know if that's why they are going extinct in Africa, but the fact that they've been in our country since, you know, in the early 1900s, that they are doing well enough that we can help keep the species alive. That's really fascinating.
Yeah, the research and the work that's being done, let alone with the preservation and just the enjoyment of these animals is such a win for us as a country, us here in the northern part of the country or Midwest part of the country, if you will.
And for people who don't know what they look like, they're also called a Barbary sheep, but they don't look like you know, like sheep, like you think. They look more like they look more like deer.
Yeah.
And both the females and the males have large curving horns.
Yeah.
So what would you say, James? Like a mix between a deer and a...
A ram.
A ram? Okay.
Yeah, I would say a mix of a deer and a ram with a little bit of goat in there. They have this wonderful fur coming on. This fur part, the way their chests are is so much different, though.
It's like a shaggy mane of hair on their throat, chests, and front legs.
It's different than I've seen on any of the animals we mentioned before. So that makes them definitely... They're magnificent-looking animals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they are settling in at Wildwood. I don't think that they're available to view yet until have become established. But the release from the Wildwood Zoo says that their rock pile exhibit will highlight the owdads' adaptability, unique biology, and their unexpected ecological journey from endangered African native to American greenhorn, which is just so perfect. And I love their names. The three females, Rainier, right? Mm. Like the mountain?
Yeah.
Cascade and Acadia.
Mm. Very cool.
Are their names.
So I love the names. I love the names. They're really good.
Those are all mountain ranges, I believe.
That's what I was going to say, but I didn't want to make the audience feel silly because they might not know. No, I didn't know that. But I was wondering.
Well, I know Cascade is a mountain range, and obviously Rainier is a mountain.
Yeah, yeah. And you're going to be doing some work on this article. You're going to be putting an article together about this.
I had it in the news yesterday.
I'm sorry, you had an article. I meant to say you have.
Well, it wasn't an article. It was just a little blurb in the newscast that was yesterday. And I'm glad that you were able to cover it a little more extensively today because, you know, I have to pick and choose what I can include.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate you bringing it to us. A wonderful story. Wonderful story. I look forward to hearing more about these animals.
And that's another zoo that I would love to visit. I haven't been able to visit that one yet either. But
I was there years ago. It's been a while. I would like to go check it out. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Yeah. It's a good place to go maybe on your vacation. You know, maybe you're on a break or something like that, and you go check it out. And you don't even have to worry about your calories. Don't even have to worry about it.
Because they don't count when you're on holiday.
Nicely done. Do they or don't they? That is the question we are asking you, the audience out there, as well as each other. 56% of people say that their budgets don't exist on vacation. 47% say that their calories don't count. And 59% skip responsibilities they'd normally keep up with, like working or tidying up or something along those lines.
Yeah, I mean, that's what a vacation is supposed to be about.
Yeah.
I don't know. I personally can't ignore my budget, but for those that can, good on you.
Yeah, really, enjoy. We talk about this a bit and everything in different ways, but as we get more and more into the idea of what is a vacation, what is taking a break, all of that, we talk a lot about moments and how so many people that's what they're looking for now. It's not just the destination, but what is the journey that's taking me there? What is the journey waiting for me there?
The experience.
I think that as much can be said about that for those that take a break just to stay home. just to stay indoors and not have to deal with life or people or anything along those lines, and just taking a bit of a mental break from things.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe a chance to catch up on a DIY project that you just had on your to-do list that you want to do, you know, not like I need to repair that hole in the roof because, but you know, something like, I wanted to build these shelves in my craft room.
You know, and those kind of things like that can, you may look at it and say, well, you're working then during your vacation. No, you're taking care of a mental, you know, the thing in your on your to-do list and checking it off. And everybody knows how good that feels.
Right. It's going to make your home life better because now you've got that thing done and now you can organize. And I don't know about you, James. Actually, I do know because we've talked about this multiple times. But having things organized, a place for everything in its place, it helps the brain feel better.
Yes. Yeah. It our brains are looking for that. It's not just, you may think that it's something that is just, is it just me or something along those lines? No, every human brain is looking for that organization, a little bit of that. Doesn't mean that you have to have it completely in your house, but it helps a lot.
Yeah. But there's something to be said for, I had it and I lost it. What was I going to say? There's so little that we have control over in the world right now. But this is something that we can control to a certain degree.
Yeah, yeah. And this is one of those things where we encourage people, you know, take those breaks. You've got those, if you're fortunate enough and your business gave you days off from work or paid days off or anything, use them. Be sure to get out there and work. Work on your vacation. 32.
So, James, can I make you play that back to yourself?
Maybe. 32% say that there's zero pressure to keep up with the news while on vacation. And in general, 72% say there's no guilt about overindulging on vacation. So just kind of wrap up these numbers here with this subject. I admire this. I genuinely do. I don't say that word lightly. I only use it when I really mean it. And I admire people that can do this because I think about putting myself in this. And you mentioned me going on holiday or something like that, Melissa. And I think of even doing something as simple as staying home and just, you know, catching up on some things. I think I'd be busier in some ways. I don't know that I know what to do with just sitting on my hands. I'm not very good at it.
Maybe it's time for you to practice. That's how you get better at something, James.
True. Great point, and 100%.
And I only have a couple more days left to needle you about
this.
To our listening audience. So listening audience, when I'm no longer on the morning show, I encourage one of you at least once a week to call in and say, hey, James, take a holiday.
Oh, my God, you're good. Oh,
and geez, do it in the nicest way possible. Like, you know, we don't want to get rid of you, James, but we need you to be refreshed and revived and be able to unplug and you know, enjoy life.
Melissa Machiavelli and I will be back in a few.
And we'll explain what that means again one more time when we come back of why I'm leaving.
yeah, we'll get into that and we'll get into our schedule. Some good stories of the day all coming up for you right here on The Morning Show, WFHR.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use VolunteerWisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Ladies and gentlemen, pets, imaginary friends, take a listen down memory lane and spread the 411 with 97.5 FM WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. If it was released from 1990 to 1999, we will play it Sunday nights 8 to 9. Send me your requests with your beeper, or maybe DM me on the socials, or email me james.maloff@civicmedia.us. Sunday nights 8 to 9 on WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. Booyah!
Staying sunny and summery today with high temperatures still spiking to the upper 80s. With well above average high temperatures, we stay mild tonight with temperatures at 60. And tomorrow, a repeat of today. Chances for showers and thunderstorms at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Going to take you to the top of the hour. Got nothing but great civic media programming coming up for you throughout the day today. Be sure to stick around for that. Get into our schedule in a moment. But as we are going to break, Melissa, you mentioned something about you and what you're going to be up to.
Yeah, so a slight change in my my job description. I will be moving into full-time news, which means, sadly, because this does make me a little sad, James, that I have to leave the morning show on a regular schedule, because I appreciate the opportunity you have given me to be a part of this. The morning show is fun, and it's definitely been an enjoyable time, you know, to have fun with you and Seth. I mean, you know, Seth, right? Yeah. We don't
necessarily... I won't tell him you said that. Don't worry.
Yeah, please don't. Thank you. But no, it's been a great time being part of this. And I am excited about moving into full-time news because the community stories show that we were trying to get off the ground and launch. Mm-hmm. Honestly, this change is going to allow me to do a little bit of that in a shorter, shorter segments, but also I can do longer news articles on our digital platforms, and I can focus on these. I'll be able to do a feature story every day on something happening in our local community, and that fills me with excitement because I look forward to the opportunities to share what's going on and, you know, to bring light on subjects that aren't getting it in our area just because of the lack of news and the lack of people, of investment in journalism and in news that we know is happening everywhere, but especially in our rural communities, because there's just, you know, the big powers that be don't see the importance of it. And guess what? It is important. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to be able to do that and to do more local news, local news stories. So I invite anyone to reach out to me at any time, melissa.k@civicmedia.us. If you have a tip or something coming up that you know needs attention, please reach out.
Encourage you to do that, everybody. This is, you know, there's no getting around this. We're honest with our audience. We let you guys look behind the curtain. This stings a little bit, to put it lightly. I can't put it any lighter
it's
than
bittersweet.
That. Bittersweet. It really is, because you're an integral part of what we do here in the morning show. This show would not be what it is without you. There's no way to get around that.
Thanks for saying that.
Working with you has been some of the most fun I've had in radio, and one of my favorite people to work with in radio. The only thing that is helping with this is understanding that not only all the things that you said, along with hoping that you can have a little bit more of a life, and live a little bit too, because you deserve all those things you said before. I could not agree with you more, and we need it more than ever, and we are so lucky to have somebody like you in this position. Also, tagging on to that, you deserve a little bit of a life. You deserve to have a little bit more fun in life and everything. Hopefully this frees you up even more.
Well, you know how it is when you're trying to juggle 27 different things, mm-hmm. and there's never enough hours in the day, and I'm just narrowing the focus, I think, is going to help. And that is part of what Civic is now. As you know, we're a startup company.
Yeah.
Not that WFHR is, because obviously been in the community going on 85 years, but being part of Civic Media and this bigger network has allowed us to draw on more resources. We now have a news reporter in Wausau, Isabella Nieto, and she's doing fantastic work there. We're hiring more reporters in some of our other outlying rural stations that some of them don't even have staff yet. And Civic Media is building up those areas to help report on local news, because community is so, so important. And knowing what's going on in your community is the only way to connect with it.
Yeah.
So I appreciate what Sage Weil is doing, our CEO of Civic Media, and the investment that he is putting into Wisconsin and into our communities to help us connect with each other. Because if we can't have these conversations and know what's going on, I appreciate that is the effort.
It matters. Journalism matters. Local journalism all the more. And we've got the right people in place to get our community informed and keep you guys up to date on things and keeping democracy ringing.
Every once in a while, I may jump back in, James.
Oh,
if
yeah.
there's something, I hope you'll just let me say, hey, can I pop on? I've got something to share with our listeners and
anytime.
Give you live updates. And then, you know, every once in a while, maybe even a Lilu update. My pigeon is making progress, we shall say.
Yeah, we'll definitely be doing that.
As they're currently on the table.
We will definitely be doing that. We've got to have you back on to talk about that, and certainly any news breaks or anything like that that you're able to join us for. You know what, Melissa? Just keep the keys, and you can let yourself in anytime.
Oh,
you can let yourself in anytime that way. Just hang on to them, and don't be a stranger. We appreciate.
I have that key. It's called the Civic Media app. I can call you anytime, anywhere.
Nicely done. we do get one more show with Melissa tomorrow. Melissa and Seth and I will be hanging out one more time, and we're looking forward. forward to it.
I am too. I'm looking forward to it.
Appreciate you, Mel. Appreciate you. Mm-hmm. Looking at our Rapids report for today, we're going to have a good one for you. CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry John's going to be joining us, getting an update on the United Way. We're looking forward to that.
Oh, I bet she's going to talk about the Day of Caring. That's coming up soon.
Yeah, we're going to put some focus on that, some other great things coming up with our United Way we're looking forward to. Another reminder that we have community blood drives happening right now. We have one happening over at the former Eastern High School Music Room. That is going until 3 o'clock today. And then one over at McMillan Library at 490.
Also from 10 to 3.
Yeah.
If you can't walk in, if you don't have an appointment and one is not fits your schedule, walk over to the other one and see if they can slot you in.
There you go.
Yeah. Donate if you can.
And thank you, everybody who has donated, making plans to donate. We greatly appreciate that. Going back to even last summer, we've been short on blood, and this is very needed. We appreciate you. I imagine Terry and I will be touching on this, but a quick reminder to all of you out there that please join us for the 53rd Annual United Way Day at McDonald's. This is happening at our Wisconsin Rapids McDonald's at 2128 A Street South, right here in Rapids. It's going on tomorrow. This event helps out not only create lasting change in our community, but McDonald's has never tasted better than when you're doing this, when you're a part of this.
Is there certain hours of the day?
I believe 7 to 7 is when it's going on. Okay. You can find out more by going to uwswac.org and get the complete details, or certainly listen to the Rapids Report today, and Terry and I will be touching on it.
Encourage you. I had a hankering for a Big Mac, so tomorrow's the day.
Yes, get on over there and know that you are not only getting some great food and everything, but also impacting our community and helping our community in a major, major way, like the United Way has done for a very long time. And remind everybody again about FRM Fest. It is coming up this September 20th, Saturday, free entry, 12 to 9, over at beautiful Robinson Park. A little bit of music from all different styles, something for everybody. You can find complete details of the event over at their Facebook page. Just type into your search bar FRM or Friends of Rapids Music, and it'll pop up.
It's a fabulous lineup, and it was so great to hear from Art and Suzanne about what's going on.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I really do appreciate them being here and doing that. That was great.
And it was fun to learn when they started. What did he say? The early 60s? And
yes.
The band shell was built in 57 before that, so that's really cool.
Telling us about that was really wild. And then you brought it on home with the band shell, because I don't even know where I would have looked that up. Like, that was awesome. That was really nice.
Wisconsin Daily Tribune had our back.
Shout out to them. Appreciate the trip. Appreciate our friends at thegoodnewsnetwork.org. Be sure to go there for all your, especially if you need a palate cleanser, they got it for you, everybody. Some great work being done over there. And I came across this story I wanted to touch on. I thought it was pretty cool. You know, no matter how old you are or what decade or generation you went to school, we all know what it's like. You go into school, sometimes you're getting in fights or skipping school or different things that get you in trouble, and you've got detention. But at Morris High School in Maine, detention is enforced with an altogether different approach. A hike. The kids go hiking. Misbehaving students can, of course, choose normal detention. But ever since school counselor Leslie Trudy started offering hiking detentions, the children overwhelmingly pick that. Whatever it is that they do to get in trouble, they get this option. They can serve normal detention, or they could just go on a hike with her. They trudged along behind Trudy, who got the idea of hiking detention from an outdoor education conference she attended last fall. Parenting experts will likely always be split between those who favor sternness and discipline and those who favor forgiveness and freedom. But both methods have had great notes to them, great data to them. We've seen that these have worked because every kid's different. Some kids respond differently to some of the traditional ways of detention, and others are responding more to this. And they're seeing really great results from it.
That's incredible.
A real shout out to her on this. And there's a lot more details to this and a lot more I encourage you to find out. I'm just giving you a little bit of the Cliff Notes version. Go to goodnewsnetwork.org, goodnewsnetwork.org, and find the complete article. It's very cool, very interesting. This one's interesting. Four organ donor recipients got together in Minnesota to pay tribute to the woman who saved their lives. 20-year-old Adeline Miller died after a car crash in 2023, and she was an organ donor. One of the people she saved wasn't there for it, but her organs actually saved five lives.
Oh, wow.
Now, four of those individuals were able to get together to honor her.
Hmm.
How amazing.
That's incredible.
How amazing is that? And apparently we're living longer. And this is true around the world and everything, but Japan just set a new record. Nearly 100,000 people in Japan are now 100 or older.
Oh, wow.
The official tally is 99,763. It's the 55th year in a row that number has gone up.
Wow.
So it does look like we are living longer out there.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes me also want to take better care of my hair. I definitely
hair.
Yeah. I want to, the rest of the body, sure. But I got to make sure the hair is there in my late. If I'm going to make it to my late ages,
Does your dad still have hair?
Yep. Yep.
See, you're probably one of the lucky ones then.
My both my papa and my grandfather were in their late 80s when they finally started losing their hair. So I am.
You probably don't need to worry about that so much, James.
Knocking on every piece of wood around
Maybe
me.
Maybe you should eat more better foods.
Take care of the rest.
Do you know what makes your hair more luxurious and lovely? Mm. Good nutrition.
I like where you're going with this. That's a good way to get to me. Yeah. He looks horrible, but his hair, great. We'll talk to you tomorrow, everybody. Melissa, right. Great show.
You too, Dave.
Be good to each other out there.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. Before heading to Britain, President Trump took a swipe at the Federal Reserve and Chairman Jerome Powell, which begins a two-day meeting, expecting to see a interest rate cut.
Oh, it should be, but I think they should listen to smart people like me. I think I have a better instinct than him. If you look, all the economists got it wrong. I got it right, along with one other people out of 100.
In Congress, questioning FBI Chief Kash Patel about the Epstein files, Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley.
Would you commit to providing my office with all classified, non-classified records relating to the Epstein matter?
I will commit to providing all records I'm legally permitted to do so under the court orders.
Robert Redford is being hailed as a Hollywood icon.
I'll jump first.
No. Then you jump first.
No, I said.
What's the matter with you? I can't swim!
There with Paul Newman in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, Redford died today at 89.